So to end the Shiur Mukte, I want to discuss something that we refer to during the course of the Shurim, and refer to a few details here which go back to many of the halachas and mukhs that we learned. I think it was a nice way to end the sugya for now. The idea, the concept is what's called tiltul min hatzad. But before we get to tiltul min hatzad, I want to just, in one line, just summarize what we did last week, and with one small addition. And that will lead us to where we're going to get to here. Last week we spoke about a garbage can, and how do we use it on Shabbos. And we spoke about the garbage that is in a drawer, they need to open the drawer. And we mentioned that if there's garbage there before Shabbos, then all the garbage that was thrown away before Shabbos becomes a muktzeh gomer. I mean, it's a muktzeh that you're not going to use, because you threw it away before Shabbos, and therefore what the garbage can is bosis ledover haser. You're not allowed to move your garbage cans, you're not allowed to move the drawer that holds the garbage can, unless the drawer is holding other things too. If the garbage is empty, so then, if there is things in the, during Shabbos, if the garbage contains in it items which are roi l'machal be'ema that an animal can eat, like leftover food, and so on and so forth, then you are able to open the drawer. But if it contains in it only plastic and things which are not edible to our animal, then you have a problem to open it up. So therefore, the two conditions should be, A, for this drawer to be open, is the garbage should be empty before Shabbos. B, the first garbage that should go in should be something which is edible for an animal. That's what we spoke about. Now, what I wanted this Shabbos, when I was looking at my drawer before Shabbos, I came up with this thing. I think someone mentioned this question before, is what happens if comes Shkia and you forgot to empty up the garbage? And you ask the goy, let's say, to take out the garbage out. But when Shkia came in, Shabbos came in, there was garbage in the garbage can. Do you have a bus? This is really a question for everything. We have a katza bus of davar aser when things are have a problem of buses, meaning that they are there beginning of Shabbos. You're now moving the whole Shabbos. What happens if you move them right after Shabbos came in, meaning during Bein Hashmashes? Bein Hashmashes is the time for us, the way we paskin, another sugya on its own, that we hold that Bein Hashmashes is between Shkia and Tzeisah Kachavim. So let's say this week, Shabbos came in 4:09, Shkia was 4:27. Let's say approximately from 4:27 till around 5 o'clock is Bein Hashmashes, let's say the Chumrah, at least till then. What happens if you had a Muktzeh on sitting on something from 4:30 to 4:35, then the guy took it out? So this is why I just wanted to put this out. It's a good way to get into the sugya that we're learning today, is what we have here on the top and the right, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Simon Shintes, that says, V'kol zeh b'davar sh'ayo mukteh kol b'n ha'shmashes, needs to be on it the entire b'n ha'shmashes, avdav sh'ayo roi b'n ha'shmashes, v'ru miktas so'yo levad, chakin skalkel, if it's only part of b'n ha'shmashes, then he goes, and I'm going to skip a few, he says, then it needs to be the entire b'n ha'shmashes. The Primer Godim right below that brings it as a suffix. If you want to see the Primer Godim inside, he goes, is we mit kotze mit chiz b'ashvash was mukze begin b'ashvashas ve kol b'betoch b'ashvash do b'ashvash that stop being mukze or et chalas ol yud look v'chakach yud look it started b'ashvash was out of problem then it came in al de'al kadoime he kol b'ashvash b'ein or lot you need the entire b'ashvash or not. So he says that in Shabbos that the loshen is kol b'ashvash is gemara is kol b'ashvash is v'adayin tzorachin is not 100% sure, but that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds and that's what we pass it needs to be the entire b'ashvash. So therefore, in the case of the garbage, you, Shabbos comes in and says, oh, I forgot to empty the garbage. The garbage can become, this drawer, the hold of the garbage, has become a bust over us. So let's, if you can able to remove it now with a goy, and now that's the segue that we're getting into, using a goy for this, that then is, you're allowed to go ahead and take it, then you don't have a problem of busts. Now, going into the goy, the question, the discussion is the follows. And that's why we can get to tiltul min hatzad. Sure.
One thing I'm like, why can't we rely on the food good enough for the animal if we go into Shabbos with that food in the truck?
Whatever you threw before Shabbos, right, you basically gave a statement, I'm not interested in it, fear my animal. This comes from a different halacha Shulchan Aruch, that when you have a broken kli, if you threw it away before Shabbos, even though it's a usable kli, you can't, that's considered to be, I'm misalik myself. I'm not interested in that. I as if announced and made a statement, this is not for me.
Okay, but on Shabbos when I throw away that chicken...
You don't have that problem on Shabbos.
It's an automatic built-in, and I don't have that...
You don't have the... It has to be before Shabbos. That's the clause.
Only before Shabbos, I mamish detached from it.
Right.
On Shabbos, I can still connect.
Am I allowed to sneak in food without opening the drawer and then make it usable?
When?
During Shabbos.
Beginning of Shabbos, those garbage... you could put food in. If you're not opening the drawer, it's not a problem.
I'm saying, and then you change the status of
it? No, you don't change it. Whatever was mixed, you never change the status.
You put the garbage in, and then now the food, now it's mixed.
Whenever it was garbage before Shabbos, it became buses, you can't change the status of it on Shabbos. Whatever, the way it started, that's what it is. Now, speaking about a goy doing mukzah, that's the real thing we want to get into. So the goy goes ahead and removes mukzah. Can a goy remove mukzah or not? Can a goy remove mukzah or not? So here comes the... this goes back to what we learned last year. We spoke about the idea of Amir al-Hakum, of a goy doing fiyo melacha. So let's go ahead and start the sugya by learning how can you yourself move mukzah, even in times where the mukzah is also to be moved. There is one way that you always can be moved mukzah. This is goes back. We're talking about the sugyas that we had in Vosis. The Gemara spoke about a barrel. Then on the barrel is sitting a rock. The Gemara said, what do you do if it's not Bosses Dover Osso? If it's Bosses Dover Osso, you can't touch the barrel. You can't move the barrel. But if it's not Bosses Dover Osso, whatever the reason is, you are allowed to go ahead and tilt the barrel and allow the stone to fall off. Why? How are you moving the stone? That's called tiltul min hatzad. You're moving it, not in an indirect way. Therefore, it's mutter, even in something which you're not allowed to move in Shabbos. And this is really a Gemara. Let's just go into that sugya of Tutu Min Hatzad. The Gemara mentions, on the top left, the Gemara says, Pogo Shetomno Beteven Vechorio Shetomno Bekecholim. You have something covered in a mukzah. So Pogo is a type of vegetable which is in a, covered in straw. Or Chararo, it's a type of cake which is covered with ashes, with coal. If it's a little bit open, then you can take it out because you're able to pick it up. It's not a problem. Even if it's completely covered in a muktzeh, stick into it some, you know, kush or karka, like some kind of fork, and pick up the cake is covered, let's say, with some muktzeh. Pull in a fork into it and pick up the cake. Hi, all the mukzah is going to fall off. Not a problem. Why is not a problem? Omar Amnachman, look at Blazim Tadoi, and he explains the Maimer, the Surah Amnachman, Tiltul min atzad, lo yishmi tiltul. Moving something in an indirect way is not considered to be moving it, and therefore it's mutter in mukzah. So that's what Gemara says. Tosis points out over here, not, he says, you have to be careful not to be Bosses Dov HaAsso. It's Bosses Dov HaAsso, you can move the cake. But let's say it's not Bosses Dov HaAsso, then you can do it minatzat. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memgimel Beis, which is below this Gemara, says the following thing, Itma, Mei Samutul Bechama, you have a dead body, a person died, Leilenu, you have here the body, and it's sitting in the sun. You can't move it on Shabbos. What do? So if you do, you can move him indirectly, you like push him from one bit to another bit. Can't pick him up, you put him. You put it in a baby on the dead body, not so, or a piece of bread, and then you can push it. Right? You was a kid. Okay, you can pick him up. You ready? So you ready to tell the story that happened to somebody in prison? Now the Gemara goes in and says, if you have a bread to put on the mace, of course you can carry it because you're carrying it out to the lechem, out to the bread. Some old you can carry it. You carry the mace and like push it from, you know, in the indirect way. What is this machlekes? The Gemara concludes, and this we're not going to go into the Gemara. The Gemara brings a bright. So the Gemara wants to tell me that everybody agrees the tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul. Moving something min atzad is considered to be a tiltul, and if it's also in Shabbos. That's what Gemara goes on to say. Says Tosfos. Today's right below. The kulam do itzad shmei tiltul. Niri liri the chayne alocha. That's not because that's what Gemara says. Midalei kama the kulam loy shmei tiltul. That's what he asks. So today's goes on in many and all the shayne too. Ask steer in the Gemaras. The first Gemara we learned before said if you're doing an indirect tiltul, that's not considered to be tiltul. That's okay. If you have a cake covered with ashes, you can pick it up. But here the Gemara says that you can carry a mason indirectly because of tiltu benatzach, may tiltu stira between the two Gemaras. How do you put it together? How do you reconcile these two Gemaras? Says Taisis, starting from the narrow lines in the Taisis. Says Taisis, for you, Marie, the yesh nechalak, you can divide it. The echo, the echo, ikai tiltu letzorich mace. Sounds like this. Here, what are you carrying? What are you carrying? You want to carry the mace. The mace is here, you want to move him. So you do an indirect tiltul to carry something which you're not allowed to carry. So well, you can't do that. But in the case of the cake, what do you want to carry? You're trying to carry the cake. Just by the way, if you're carrying the cake, you're pushing away the coal which is on top of it. That's tiltum etzad nishar. You're allowed to carry for a mutterdik thing, you can push mukta indirectly. But for a asudik thing, you can't push away something indirectly. That's what it says, the gabi tiltum etzad. That's first part of tiltum etzad. Whenever you're pushing something in an indirect way, depends what you're pushing it for. What are you carrying it for? Carrying for davar mutar, it's okay. Tiltum etzad. Carry the answer, it's also you can't carry me that. That really the question where the question comes. That's the gabi that. Comes now though. That's the gabi, you're literally carrying something. Just indirectly. Now there is another concept. The Gemara tells us above that thesis, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Hakash she'al gabi amito, there's straw on a bed. Right? There's straw, which is not usable. Meaning it's not meant for animals to eat. That's the case over there. It's on the bed, and a person wants to use the bed. Don't pick it up and move it. The guy should go on the bed, lay down, and just push himself, right, roam himself around the bed until this straw falls off. If it's food of animal, then you can pick it up. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah there's not mechalek. It's a kash. You want to move the kash. You could do it be gufay. You could do it with your body. Right? So here you're going ahead and doing something. It's indirect, but it's not just you picking up something else is falling automatically, or you're moving it from the side. You're really not moving with your hand, you're moving with your body.
Is there any isser in... Isn't muksa only with your hands? I mean, is there muksa to like kick something away?
It's a good question. The price can discuss, is the leg different than the hand? Is the leg like a body or not? It's a discussion in the priest. Right? Elbow passes the hand. But what we have right now at this stage is you have a difference in hand, or you know, pushing in directly with your hand, and pushing with your body. Comes the Rush. Let's see, the Rush summarizes everything together. He says like this. The Rush begins right there in the bottom of the big box over there. The Rush goes ahead to say that what we just learned in Tosis, the difference if it's indirect for the mutter or indirect for the us. Rosh says the following: He can do like domi tiltu melach l'shat tiltu tiltu achavu tzorich hamei shosu tiltu. It's for a base. For loy tzorich hamito lach shmito. That's why it's a tiltu. Ala kol ani niu ika tzorich tiltu b'shul dovah shleter. All the tiltu is for mutter stuff. Hilkach loy maisi ocha. That's why if it's mutter, you don't bring. That's why it's different. That's b'lugah b'yudah b'melach rabbanon, and you don't bring the other case of rablazot tavir rabbanon. That's the places you have a difference between if you're moving mutter or usher. Hig shows Rav Yoino me'aditnan ask me Yoino or Mishnah. Toilim hakashal shalamito. You have straw on the bed. Loi nani biyodo mnani bigufo. You can't move with your hand. You can move with your body. V'dayk minei biyaditul minatzad loish v'tiltul. And there you're moving it minatzad. What are you carrying? You're carrying straw, which is mukta. And you're doing him in that? So the loy kosher, says the Rosh. To also have tiltul enkat. It's not considered to be tiltul when you do with your body. When you're doing with your hand, just agav, you're pushing something else. Like you're doing it in a really undirect thing. So when you do it literally indirectly, you're going ahead and you're pushing something with your body, it's different. And maybe actually when you're speaking, now that you're thinking about it more, we speak about the elbow is considered to be more gufoy. When you're picking up something, just by the way, by picking it up, you're pushing something, you're actually picking up something, you're moving something, your hand. So you're not doing it in a direct way. That's called tiltul. which is usur, if you're not doing it for that. But if you're doing the body, doing lachayad, meaning also with the elbow, you're not really doing the regular way, then you can do even something which is usur. That is the yisoyah tiltum min atzad. Tiltum min atzad in your hand, just indirect, that you can do only for motor stuff, not for usur stuff. Tiltum min atzad with a goof in a lachayad, that you can do even something which is usur. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. If you look here on the side, Tziv Ches, Simin Shudalef is the last Simin Hilchas Mokteh. He says, Simin Shudalef, Tiltu min atzad, Netzorech dover amutur, mutur. If it's min atzad, you can do it. If it's a mutur. Hilkach tsunoin shetan baritz, you can't putting like a vegetable into the ground. When Mekteh Zalem Gulim, something is revealed. Lohishish, they not have roots. Lohiz Kaven, Lezor, Lezriya, they want to put it in the ground. Venoit, you'll have to pick it up. Even though when you pick up that vegetable, you're moving the dirt. Okay, the next set is let's leave alone. There's another rule that food doesn't become bosses. That's what he says. You're doing with your body. You have straw on the bed. The stomach muktzel asokam in ana, but if you move it with your body, then if something else you can do it. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the halacha. Tiltu min atzad is mutter, and if you're doing it with your body, you could do it with a. You could do it even for davar ha'os. Now here comes the concept, the idea with a goy. So first of all, we found that this is what we. That was the simon we learned last year, around the same time of the year last year, between Sukkot and Hanukkah. The idea of a melacha done by a goy. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Simin Shin Zayin Seif Ches, right above here it says, Dove she'eino melacha ve'eino asu asoyse b'shabes el mishum shvus, anything which is asur only midirabanon, like Mokta is a good example. Then in Shabbos you can do only midirabanon. Muto Yisrael lomar legoy la'asoyse b'shabes. Yisrael can tell a goy to do it on Shabbos. So you can tell a guy to go and do it. One of three things. Either it's a sickness, or you need it a lot, it's really very important, or a mitzvah. That's the rule by a guy. Anything, that's the shvus b'malka mitzvah. If anybody remembers that, shvus b'malka mitzvah is, you shvus, to do a thing there about it's called a shvus. To tell a guy to do for you something is also the rabbanon. That's it's called shvus to shvus. It's a double shvus. It's talking to a guy to do something the rabbanon. The makom mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah, or dover of it, or tzorich harbe, or it's sickness, you can tell a guy to do it. So therefore, what? You tell him directly, Pashas. All these things you do directly for the guy. Indirectly, he says only two cases. And if not, you can't enjoy it. Right? If a guy goes and does something which you're not allowed to do, then it becomes more of an issue, so you're not allowed to enjoy it so much. A guy is going in and doing something for one of these three reasons, and muktzeh, it's not a problem, because it's the rabbanon. And the rabbanon, shus to shus, you have the term of mitzvah, tzoyrich, or choyle. That is one thing. That's what we started by. If can a guy move a muktzeh on Shabbos? Well, if you need it for a mitzvah, or it's a tzoyrich harbe, or it's a sickness, so then you can go ahead and do it. That's not a problem. Like any other rabbanon that you can tell a guy to do. What is the definition of Tzorech Harbe? Yeah. What does it mean you really need it? Yeah. You need it. Right, that's a good question. That's so clear. What do you see over here? If
wants become needs very quickly.
He says. Mishmur brings on that. That's what I want to make sure. The Mogen Avraham says, Davka Mokum Hefse Godel. You're always losing a lot of money because of that. That's what he says. And he brings it has to be Hefse Godel. It has to be, you're losing money. That's the Mogen Avraham. Right. Okay. So I'm just saying it's not so posh exactly what they have said. Now, but here you have another thing when we're talking about all muktzes, and that's something. There's another cloud when you speak to a guy. Anything you could do yourself, you could tell. Even you could do, even though you could do it only in a certain way, The guy can do it to you, for you any way he wants to do it. Right? We spoke about a classic example is you want to bring food from the first floor to the second floor. You can pick it up, you take all the stairs. The guy wants to use the elevator, not a problem. I don't care the way he gets it done. If I could get it done, he could get it done. So here we come to the following thing. You could move a muktzeh, as we learn now, till Tu B'Natzad. There's a katzah moving to Tu B'Natzad. So therefore, you have a katzah that could do it. That's where comes the thing. It says like this. That's what the Ramah says in Simen Reish Ayin Vav. Ramah says, that's right below the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Mutar lomar legoi lelechimoi litor ner dolu kvar oyu ve'einoi oise rak tiltul haner. Right? So he could tell a guy to come and move a candle that was lit on Shabbos, even though it matters that, because he's just moving the candle, just doing muktzah. So it says the Mogen Avraham, why he could do that. Took the Mogen Avraham. So he says, because ain't also mishudav in muktzah, says the Mogen Avraham before below the Ramah, v'shari betil tu minatzad. You yourself could do it tu minatzad. The came and the by so metal to bet, so you saw can move it bet to tu minatzad. If the guy goes ahead and does it, so he just picks it up the way he wants to do it, he can do it. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Mishabur brings it as well. He says, if you look right next to the Mogen Avraham on the left, Baalma says the Mishabur, so he'll do Rak Yisur Mokhtzah, Mokhtzah Shor Adi Tiltu Menatzad, Kamosh Kodu Simen Shor in the Aleph. The Kavandi, by Yisur, Shokhtzah Vibad, so the Tiltu Menatzad, Yisur can move it, the Tiltu Menatzad, Yodov, or Betzah Yodov, if you do it with your back of your hand, you do it with your elbow. Okay, so Zek, Shrivia Inir Dibi Sur Lisabon. Meaning the fact that we said anything that could be done with Tiltu Minatzad, not pick up with your hand indirectly, but doing with goof or doing that, you could do it even for Dover Hasur, so that you could do yourself. You could do yourself, you could tell a guy to do it. So happens by me, happens a lot. You have the candle sitting down on the table over there. Many guests come on Shabbos, and now my wife wants to use that table to be a buffet. She wants to put in the food over there. She wants to move the candles away. And the candles on a tray. And on the tray, you put something which you use in Shabbos, like a seder, we mentioned. So it becomes buses, dover, also ve'amutter. You can pick up the tray with both things and carry it away. But let's say there was nothing else on the tray of the candles on before Shabbos. The tray, now the candles become, the tray becomes buses. So the tray is a different issue with the buses. Maybe the tray as well. The tray that has it in the mukse. And you have the candle itself, you're not allowed to move because it's mukse.
Can the
candle
ever become buses?
Because because of the buses, right. The truth is, yes, now that you mention it. The candelabra has the issue of being a buses as well. It's true. We spoke about it. But you could go ahead and move the candelabra by Tiltu B'Natzad. Meaning, you could go ahead, the pashas, and hit it on the side and let it fall down and push it, right? L'chor, you can do that. Now, you'll say, maybe it's going to break the whole thing. So what happens if you can't do it? But in theory, you could say that. But I could go ahead and maybe put like a pillow on the floor, maybe what?
Then the guy can move it.
Then the guy can move it. You could do Tiltu B'Natzad, you could do Tiltu B'Natzad. What I'm not so sure about is, let's say there's no way to move it to Tiltu B'Natzad, because if you'll do it, it will break the kli.
Right.
Is that considered to be the fact that technically you can move it to Tiltu B'Natzad, you'll break it, who cares?
Right? You can do it. Technically, like you said, you could do it. So if you can do it, what does it matter what happens to the clay?
Right, now exactly. The Tiltu B'Natzad, just to add to that, Tiltu B'Natzad over here doesn't mean only to go and throw it on the floor. It also means if I could pick it up with my elbow or like there or something, you know?
Right.
That's all the Tiltu B'Natzad. So I'm not care. I can pick it up with myself and do it over there. So therefore, you have a heter for a guy to do it. So a muktzeh could be moved by a guy on Shabbos. First of all, if it's a mitzvah choy l'tzor charbe, so a guy could do it anyway because the shvus will call mitzvah. If it's not, you have the heter with Tiltu B'Natzad. You could do it yourself to B'Natzad in a case that you could do it. So therefore, going back to the case of a garbage, Shabbos comes in and you realize that there's garbage over there. You can't take out that garbage because that garbage, as we said, anything that before Shabbos was in garbage has a din of a complete look that you can't move. But if it stays there in that drawer for the whole half an hour of Shabbos, of beginning of Shabbos, you'll not be able to open the drawer the entire Shabbos. So if a guy goes now and takes out the garbage, so now he's doing for you a tiltul of a muktzah, and creating, making sure that's not...
Now you're talking about asking, not them doing it on their own.
It doesn't matter, as we learn like here. It doesn't matter if you ask or they do it on your own. There's another heter here, which is a side thing, but just in theory, just to put this together, you have a goy putting in, the goy can take it out because a goy can move mukta. There's another heter because you can tell a goy to do things doing benashwashes. That's another klal. So that the klal on this specific case, you have another heter with a goy. But in general, without getting to the heter of a mir lakum, you have a heter because it's mukta, and mukta you can tell a goy to do. So that's one, that's the case what they get to.
Tilting that side is allowed for all types of muksa?
Like a gufa, yeah. Now with your hand moving something, then you can do only dover amotar. But if you're doing the gufa, meaning you're doing something which is complete lachayat, then you can do for any types of muksa.
So what were we saying is the difference between for dover amotar and dover asar? So
that's a tilto which is indirectly done with your hands. Meaning you're picking up a cake and you're moving because of that something inside, or you're moving a mace. Are you moving the mace? You're not picking up the mace. You're moving it from bed to bed.
So what was the difference between them?
That's, you're actually moving with your hands.
So what are we saying?
So then if you're doing it for dover and motor, you're picking up a cake, and then the straw falls or anything falls off, that's okay. But if you're picking up the dover house, you're picking up a mace, and you're just doing it in an indirect way, that you can't do.
So you can't do that.
Can't move it directly. You can't take a mace and start pushing him. That's called an atzad.
So you can't even. So a davar also, you can't do tiltum in atzad.
Tiltum in atzad, which is with your hands. With your body, you could. Body means it completely. Not in the. Lachayat. That's what it means. Lachayat. Right? That's it. So it's really a question you ask. Why can't you do the mace in a different way? Why can't you do it in a way that you're not really picking it up? Maybe you could cover the mace. Maybe. Yeah, you asked before regarding the leg. He does bring this discussion regarding the leg. I don't remember exactly what was maskana. Okay, we'll check it out in a second. What happens with the leg? But it's things that you do with the leg, you don't do with the leg. I think it depends on that. But the idea that what they bring over here is the cats of tiltu ben atzad is there's a way to move mokte tiltu ben atzad, and therefore you're allowed a guy can do it for you.
The guy can do any type of muksa for you?
The pasha, unless you can't move it. Unless you yourself are not able to move it until the minute it's out. For some reason. There's no way to do it unless you're actually picking it up with your hands. That's the only way for you to do it is you pick after, you have to, there's no other way.
Where you can't be tilted when it's out, or maybe
there's some things you can't.
The pasha, no, because even kash, one of the most, the chamadik muks that we have, one of the chamadik muks, is tiltul machvas gufa, which is a thing. Muksibachas gufi, which is like a kash, or a straw, stones. And on that it says you can do it till the minute
it's
out. Pashas gufi, kiss too. You can do it till the minute it's out.
We can definitely tell the guy to take it away.
Then the whole thing with that is the word you're gonna. It's very valuable. Like,
so maybe you won't do it till the minute it's out.
Yeah.
Then that will be the one reservation over here. Right?
Muks is always a shvus, right? Even in some cases.
Yeah.
So you can always tell.
If it's soy harbin,
that's a expensive painting, you should tell it directly. Please bring this inside.
Because it's efsik
olay. Yeah, and it's muks there. Shvus.
Right.
So it opens up, I mean, makes it much more power, right?
Much wider.
The money in the pocket of your jacket, please take out the money from my jacket, right? Instead of if you happen to have a guy next to you, take the money out.
Right. Oh, so that's what I want to end with, the money in the jack, because that's very common. That's what it means. Lies, I just wanted to say, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, when speaking at Tiltum Min Atzad, the Tiltum Min Atzad, he says like this. Piru She'enu Negeh Biyod, you're not holding with your hand, right? Kiyim Begufoy or Bishai Evar. They bring over here that Mashvat, if you're doing, going in and doing it with your back of your hand or your elbow, you can do it. Means if you're, the idea is your hand. This is what you hold with. This part. If you're doing with this, that's considered to be where you have the issue. Even until the minute side, it cannot be done for Dover House. That's where the gather of this thing. Okay. Now, so that's what we learned. That's the first part. That's the idea in general, until the minute side. There's another thing that some attach to the minute side. And that's speaking about forgetting if you have money in a pocket on Shabbos. You have money in the pocket in Shabbat, you have money there. What should you do? But this question came up during the Shir Malak. You have money, you find money in your pocket, what do you do? So first of all, let's start with the Ramon in the end of Simon Reish Samachvav. The Reish Samachvav was a Simon discussing. Someone though came and suddenly he's stuck in the way and Shabbos comes in. Right? Shabbos comes in. So now he's stuck. He needs to figure out what to do. So one of the things they're talking about is he has money. What you do with the money? The Ramah Veer says, and he says like this: a person forgot his wallet on him on Shabbos. If it's with him, if he's in the house, he can walk with it to the room. To open his belt and let the wallet fall. So you're in a house in a place where you're allowed to walk. If that problem of a roof in this issue, you can walk to the room and let it fall. That's what he says regarding that. Says the Mogen Avraham, why can you go ahead and take it to the room? Why just throw it?
Where you are right now.
Because it's ready on him and he's walking, he can take it to wherever he wants. Come on, she goes to the Shimon Chesed Seif Gimel. What's Shimon Chesed Seif Gimel? If you remember, the first and the second Shimon Chesed Mokse we learned, and you have Davar Asu. So, and you pick it up, because you're allowed to pick it up. Right? Let's say you need a Tzorch Mekoyimah, you need a place. Do I have to throw it away? I can pick it up and put it somewhere else. We learned you can pick it up, you can go somewhere else. Here also, it's already on, you can walk with it. It's already with you, so you can walk with it to the place you want to go to. He brings over here the way the Rosh Hashanah learns. That's part of Tiltum and Atzat. Because you're already with it on you. You're not carrying it directly. So therefore, it's a more mutter.
Where are you?
I'll get to in a second. The Tiltum and Atzat. I want to get... Right now, speaking actually, Biyodu is going to get the Tiltum and Atzat. Zog the Mogrev Rom, Mitzoch Iyun, Mishabes Tav Lam Herod Beis. He has a problem with Shabbos Tav Lam Herod Beis. What's Shabbos Tav Lam Herod Beis? That you have in the middle of the page. The Gemara says, "I've learned the base." Omar of Yosi Bacharina, Shemati Shim Bad Nadlik Achash Shkiyas Madlik. Meaning, there was spoke about there that they used to do take a shofar and blow to announce when Shabbos comes in. Says the Gemara, "What happened? The guy has the shofar in his hand. He blows it. The last kia says Shabbos came in. What does he do with the shofar? He has the shofar in his hand. Why? Shari Nodu Chachamim Shul Chazal Akedzel Lich Shofar La Basis. Yeah, after you do the last shofar, you take the shofar to your house, so you're allowed to walk with it till the place where it belongs. Amulayim Kenet Advar Hashurim. Then Gemara says 1 second. So how long does it take? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, depends where the house is. Ela Mokav Tzenu Yesh Chazal Akedzel Berish Gago Yisham Aniach Shofar. So no, you put it right there and there. You put it shofar, you put it right down. Actually, even though the shofar is in your hand, you can't walk with it. The shofar is in your hand. It was okay, like the money that's in your hand, but it's right now in your hand. Says you can't walk with it. So why? So says the Mogen Avraham, I don't understand. How can you say here that if it's your hand, says the Ramah, you can walk with it? So Ramah says it. He says it's better. He says he brings this question, and he says we didn't want to allow it. We wanted Shabbos to wait, right? Even for that to put it down. Says the Mogen Avraham, it's better not to. If you could avoid it, that's what the Gemara tells me. You have an issue over here, but. And if you do have the money, you can walk with it on Shabbos until the place where it belongs. That's what says the Mogen Avraham. Comes the guy and says, no, disagree. Hi, we said by Mux, if it's in your hand, you can walk with it. There you picked up the mutter. You're allowed to pick it up. If you pick it up, you can move it. But if you picked it up, you asked it, which is Asur, you can't do it, says the guy. Look at the guy in the bottom, the left. He says, we should shokach him. He brings what he brings over there, the Koyimoy. It says it's an expression. Someone who ate garlic and he has bad smell should eat more garlic and continue having bad smell. In other words, he did something wrong, he had to stop right away. That same Gemara says the Gemara, I disagree. You're holding in your hand, you have to let it fall right away. That's what he says regarding holding in your hand. I was told when I tell you, it was Magdin the Mukha, it went too fast. So you have a wallet in your hand, Shabbos comes in, what do? Let it drop. That's it. You can't continue, says the Goyim. Okay, Rav says you can go ahead, and the Ramah says you can go ahead and bring it to your room and finish over there. That's all regarding the money in your hand. But what happens if you have money in your pocket? So here comes the Ramah on Simon Shin Zayin. It's on the left side of the page. The Ramah says, you have a baguette, you have a clothing, and you have a pocket, like the pocket of a pants, and in the pocket there's money. Can I wear this clothing? says you're allowed to wear it. Why the akis bottle etzler? The pocket is bottle to the pants. Bottle. So therefore you don't have a problem with buses. I mean, show boy moist with a tattle a baggage. If you got to do, you can allow to carry the bag. The lemon ring, the club bag, and ask the buses the moist. Who you the ain't a moist, you carry a baggage. So the mother there goes in and says, the where's the money sitting? The money's sitting in the pocket. The pocket is not the main part of the baggage. What's the main part of the baggage? The pants. It has a pocket too. So you, if the pocket would be standing on its own, you can move the pocket because buses for the moist. But here, the pants is not the buses. You could go ahead and carry the pants with the money inside. Zok them get everyone right below there. First of all, mashwad the mutafikulu a beggar that mean the club big as buses. If it's not just hanged on it, it's more like they want to say like a shirt pocket, which is completely on the beggar, then it's more of an issue. Let me say there. You can't feel like a beggar learning to say buses. I don't understand. When you forgot the money, it never becomes buses. We learned in the sugya buses. When do you have a problem? Only when you put it on it. But if you forgot it, it's not a problem. This is not buses. Says the book of the you have to throw the money right away. Come on, you should go see what you did. See what you did. No munach alikar beget ain't zochel nair. So it says the following. It says this idea. When a person forgets stone on a barrel of wine, you have to tilt it and let it fall right away. So here, if I'm right now, I have money in my pocket, you should have gone ahead and throw it out right away from your pocket. Tilt it. Why? Because it's not buses, not buses the buster, but it becomes the base of the money, even though it's not a buses, you should not be able to move the baggage with money inside. Says the Ramon, no, because the wallet is not the main part of the baggage, not the main part of the pants, so therefore you could carry it. So here comes the this is where we said tiltum inatzad. Hi, when I'm carrying it, what about the what we learned in Sinai Reish Samachlav? Reish Samachlav. Reish Samachlav says you have money in your hand. You should not be able to go ahead and move it to another side of the room because you have your problem of, it says the Goyen says you can't do it because you're having something else. What is when you have money in the pocket? So here, this is, comes really to a machlekes, the Berolocha brings. Here it's tiltum min atzad. You're carrying it not directly, you're carrying indirectly. You have your money in the pocket, in your pants, you're carrying the pants. You're not carrying the money. It's, by the way, the money's going by with it. So it's tiltum min atzad. Tiltum min atzad is basically mutter over here. Elamai, you want to tell me the year is like maybe the regular way to carry it. Right? So it's maybe the tiltum min atzad of Aser. That's where there comes the cool over the Mugra Ram, that you can carry it because you have the main part of the pants, which is not the for the money, so you can get to the side of the room. So it may comes out over here from these halachas, and is that just before that the guard that says you're not allowed to carry in your hand, someone to say learn from here also you can't carry in your pocket because close the mind that you started wrong, you have to throw it right away. But what comes out from what we have from the Ramon the Mugra Ram is when you have money in the pocket, you forgot money in the pocket. So then you could go ahead and take the pants, you could walk with it to a corner in the house, and then over there to throw the money away out of the pocket, but that needs to be minatzat. When you throw it out of the pocket, the whole reason that the pants is not buses, because the main part of the pants is not for the pocket. But the pocket itself is a buses. The pocket itself becomes a buses for the mice. So even though he was speaking that you forgot about the money, forgetting about the money doesn't make it bus. It doesn't make, don't say mikudit katzoyel ben hashvashis katzoyel kaim. It doesn't become also for the whole Shabbos. But while the money's still there, you're not allowed to. You have a problem here enjoying the pocket, and you can. And also the money itself is muktzeh. So the way to remove the money out of the pocket is you have to do like tiltum b'tzad. You have to like push it out from the. Try to do it with your the side of the body. Try to move it out and basically, shake the pants until the money comes out. So that's how you go ahead and you do it
inside.
Inside
out, really.
If you do it inside out, you have a problem tiltum min atzad. Inside out, you have tiltum min atzad, with your hand.
You
but that's tiltum min atzad davar also, which we learned before, if you do it in your hand, you can't do.
Inside of the pocket.
No, but you're pushing the pocket on the side. Right. To take the pocket and just move it like this, the chur you're doing your tiltum. That's the first case that we learned. That's tiltum in atzad.
What makes money?
The tzarat of us. What? Oh, because that's called muktzeh b'chas gufei.
What happens if you came back from Eretz Yisrael and you have shekel in your pocket? Right? You can't use that money for anything here. You can't buy anything here.
You can use it in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't matter.
What makes it muktzeh?
Why
is it anything different than Monopoly money in your pocket?
Because Monopoly money is meant specifically. You're not going to take this and throw it in the garbage. Right? You're going to take it there to Israel. You use it there next time you travel. So obviously it's money. Money has a different muktzeh b'chas gufei. You can't use it right now the second. First of all, you can exchange it. There are places you can exchange it. And you can, it's money somewhere in the world. So it's muktzeh b'chas gufei. Unless you specifically set it aside, like we had, that you could go ahead and make it not a muktzeh because you said, I'm not going to use this for money. I'm going to use it for Monopoly only. But if you're using it for money, it's muktzeh b'chas gufei. If you have something in your pocket, you have to take it out of the pocket in indirect way, but you could go with the pocket, you could go with the pants to the corner. You don't have to do it right in the middle of nowhere. You could walk to a corner because you're not actually carrying it, go to a corner and move it out there. That's how you move the money from the pocket.
What if you're right?
You're wearing two. You go out to the side.
Or how far can you walk?
Like you try to do like that, check it out, try to give it out.
How far can you walk? Let's say you're within the air. You're already outside the house.
So according to the Ramah, you can walk to wherever you want to walk.
You can walk anywhere.
You can walk anywhere. The question is, what happens if you stand?
Yeah.
Well, if you stand, do you stop the thing or not? There's considered to be still walking. It's a discussion.
But if you're walking, you're walking on your way to shul, you can turn around.
Turn around, go back home, and leave
go
it.
Go back home and
put it right. So we tried our best to cover as much as possible Hilchos Mukseh. Because obviously, this is only the tip of the iceberg. We just learned many halachas together. Mukseh has so many all the different halachas. I hope the Tzibur really can go ahead and take the shirim, all the shirim on Yatorah to go ahead and chazer them, because there's many, many details. And even I don't remember everything we spoke about. So you can go back and learn through the shirim, all the whole Hilchos Mukseh. We spoke about the idea, just to summarize, the first year we spoke about the idea that Mukseh itself has two types of Mukseh. There's a Mukseh which is a kalim, which is the vessels. That's like a Gzeirah, they're abundant. Later the Gzeirah abundant, you have the Mukseh of other things which were early Gzeirah. Then we spoke about mixed machas iser, any mukse that the klisha machta iser, klisha machta iser, we have a klisha machta leheter, we have mukse machas gufoi, a mukse chesron kiss, and we spoke about the buses of our asur, candelabra, we spoke about in length, that a shiri going and moving a garbage, a garbage can, and today was tiltu ben atzad, until we're a goy, and hopefully we have some kinyan, something we have over here. Reza Hashem, next week we'll start Hilchos Chanukah.